On some days in the church's calendar, there are several saints that can be celebrated, and today is one of those days. We have a choice of Saint George or Saint Adalbert, and I'm choosing the latter to talk about today. Hello, I'm Father James Kubicki with a few words about this Bohemian saint who was a bishop of Prague and who became a missionary to the Hungarian people and to the Prussians. He was martyred on this day in the year 997, and 1,000 years later, Pope St. John Paul II went to his tomb in Poland. This was after the fall of the Berlin Wall, and the Pope had some challenging words for the people of Eastern Europe, as well as for all of us. Just listen to what he said. "The witness of St. Adalbert is ever present in the Church and constantly bearing fruit. We need to take up with fresh vigor his work of evangelization. Let us help those who have forgotten Christ and his teaching to discover him anew. This will happen when ranks of faithful witnesses to the gospel begin once more to traverse our continent, when works of architecture, literature, and art show in a convincing way to the people of our time the one who is the same yesterday and today and forever. When, in the church's celebrations of the liturgy, people see how beautiful it is to give glory to God, when they discern in our lives a witness of Christian mercy, heroic love, and holiness." Though the Pope spoke those words to the people of Eastern Europe, they are true for people everywhere. You don't have to be a missionary or a martyr like St. Adalbert to witness to the faith. You just have to live every day like Jesus and the saints would.